Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Kendra O'Reilly, with the Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland. And I'm Joel. I'm excited because, you know, last year I missed out. I wasn't here. I think I was on vacation.
Yes.
But we got two Girl Scouts with us.
Right.
Juliet Slocum, a 10th grader at Lakewood, and Annie Hennessy, a 7th grader at Lakewood. So I can't wait to hear them. I've already told them. I want to hear about your teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear about your scout leader.
Mm-hmm.
We'll not worry about anything else.
Well, I thought the most important question of the day so far was, would you rather be here in Scouts? Because neither one of them look particularly thrilled to be here right now, to be very honestly. But you both said here.
Okay. That's right.
Just wanted to check. Just wanted to make sure that was still
nowhere else.
That was still okay.
But right here. Cloudy skies today, some snow, and then cloudy tonight with snow likely. And then, boy, I'll tell you what, it is going to get mighty cold over the weekend. 12 degrees Saturday night, just a high of 23 on Sunday. And then with wind chills coming in, it is going to be very cold. So stay warm. Do what you need to do.
Cookie-selling weather.
And see, you hit me right there. Kendra, yep. I asked you, when do you get the cookies in? And you said?
Valentine's Day weekend.
Okay. And how many people have already ordered and are buying cookies as we speak?
We have lots of folks that have been ordering and buying. We had people calling us as soon as we rolled into the new year asking when they could purchase cookies.
Well, that was Joel. I don't know if anybody
Well, I mean, it's a tradition. I mean, you know, you think about your life and, you know, different, you know, ways to measure life and different things you look forward to each year. Girl Scout cookies got to be a top 10 thing for almost everybody. They're so good.
I would say lots of people, it's probably maybe even their top five, Joel.
There you go. So it's not a surprise.
Your favorite?
I mean, I don't know how you touch a Samoa.
See, and I'm...
I know you're not a coconut guy, but that cookie has everything that's great about life. A crunch, coconut, and chocolate.
I believe you said the same, Kendra?
Yes, that's my favorite too.
All right, Juliet, to jump right in there. You, what was your favorite? Or what is your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Adventure Fools.
Okay, what are those?
They're like brownie type thing.
Uh-huh.
They have like caramel and chocolate and I think sea salt.
God bless you and everything you stand for.
Annie, that might be
I know,
up
I gotta,
your alley.
I got to find out. Annie, what's your favorite?
The Adventure Fools.
Oh, wow. So that's the big one. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you Thin Mint? Do you like the Thin Mints? No, not at all?
Well, I don't like mint and chocolate.
So you don't like Thin Mints is what you're saying?
No. I'm saying I don't like mint and chocolate.
Now, have you started selling already?
Yes.
Okay. How many have you sold? Who'd you sell to?
I sold to my choir teacher. I don't know how many she bought. I haven't had a chance to look at it, but I'm going through all of the teachers and then, like, some people at lunch.
There you go. Hit them teachers up. Feel bad. You go in, like, cut an onion first before you even go up and talk to somebody. Get a little tears going on there and then walk up to them and say, do you want some cookies? They're not going to turn you down.
This doesn't sound like authorized Girl Scout training, David.
I know Kendra's just like, oh, my God, please don't do that. Don't do that. Juliet, what about you? Have you started selling and how many have you sold?
I sold like 2 boxes to my principal and a couple to our cops at our school.
Oh, very nice. The resource officers. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, take me through when you get the cookies. What's the deal? Do you just start knocking on doors? Do you start, as you said, talking to the teachers and students, Juliet? What do you do? How do you get them sold?
I say, hey, I'm selling Girl Scout cookies. What should I put you down for? And then...
See, I'd have laughed even more if she'd have said, I cut an onion first, and then I go walk around. So you put the pressure right on them. There's no, you know, hey, what are you thinking about? How many should I put you down for?
Yeah.
Wow. And what's the response you usually get with that?
Thin Mints or Do-Si-Dos.
Okay, now Do-Si, just... remind me which ones those are. Are those the peanut butter ones? Those are Tagalongs.
They're peanut butter. They're like oatmeal cookies.
Okay.
They're sandwich.
Okay, I gotcha. Those are good. So you just kind of straight out and just say, how many can I put you down for?
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing this?
Like 10 years.
Yeah. What is it about being in Girl Scouts that you like so much?
My friends and all the experiences and stuff.
Now your scout leader is sitting right down the way here. Is there anything you want to tell us about her that we need to know?
No.
Not even anything good?
She's so responsible.
Ah.
Oh, boy, how much did you pay him for that?
A nice, safe answer. Beautiful.
And what about you? When you're, how do you just hit anybody? Do you hit up family?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured as much. So what do you say there?
So for my family, I send a video to like the big family group chat, and then they just order like that. And then at school, I say, would you like to buy Girl Scout cookies? And usually they say yes, or they're like, maybe later. And then, yeah. And then I sell to a lot of kids too, and all my friends get mad because I get all the sales.
See, there was what, now that's what I was going with. And Juliet, you can talk about this too. Is there like competition? Like if you're at Lakewood, and I'm assuming there's other Girl Scouts at Lakewood. I mean, are you trying to get to the sales? I'm sure you are. Is it a little cutthroat? Yeah, look at your shape. So what do?
I get to the teachers and everyone first.
So when you get them and you get those sales, do you kind of walk around and look at everybody else and go, don't bother going in there. I just sold her some. Yeah, I figured as much. And you with the video, that is great. I never would have thought about that. Kendra, that's how things have changed over the years. We're talking about kids making videos to sell the cookies now. It wasn't like that a long time ago.
No, it wasn't. And we have girls. I've never seen Annie's video, but I've seen some girls' videos, and they're very good, very professional, very, and some of them are just fun, just talking about what they do in Girl Scouting, what the proceeds from the cookie program supports, and what their troop plans are.
I mean, when you get these young ladies in here, how exciting is it? Because, I mean, you've been, would you say, 27 years?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've been with Girl Scouts for 27 years. I love seeing the girls because in the role that I'm in now, I don't get to interact with Girl Scouts as often as sometimes I would like to.
Mm-hmm. And these two, I mean, you can tell they're a little nervous, but they're starting to warm up a little bit over there. Do you find that with just Girl Scouts in period when you first get them in? Kind of, you know, kind of sitting off maybe to the side and then starting to blossom, shall we say?
Yes, yes. I can tell you I've seen many girls over the years who they start out shy, not talking to and interacting with folks as often, to they're the first ones to come up and ask a new girl, you know, what they like about Girl Scouts. What do they do outside of Girl Scouts? You know, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can be a little overwhelming. I mean, the programs that Girl Scouts offer, I mean, really very wide. I mean, it's amazing now all the different things that young ladies can get to do.
We have tons of opportunities for girls, from outdoor to STEM adventures. You name it. If girls want to do it, they can probably do it in Girl Scout.
Yeah, and the Girl Scout cookie, I mean, it's kind of the gateway. I mean, everybody knows that as a touch point, but that's what fuels it. I mean, it's the Girl Scout cookie sales that really allow all those opportunities to happen.
You are correct, Joel. The cookie program is what supports our troops and what helps them do those field trips, those camping adventures, do the community service projects. Earn their gold, silver, bronze awards. Those are the things that help fund those projects that girls want to do and adventures they want to go on.
Annie, do you kind of maybe set a little goal for yourself when it comes to the cookies? Going, all right, last year I sold 100 boxes. This year I want to sell 101. Or you're just like, just go. Don't worry about it. Or do you set a little bit of goals maybe for what you're going to be doing?
So I set a goal this year. My goal's 200 boxes. I think last year it was 150. So, yeah.
200 boxes. Wow. You better make a lot of videos. That's all I can say. And I'm telling you, put a little tears in there and everything. That'll do it. What about you, Juliet? I mean, do you remember how many you sold last year? Maybe your goal for this year?
I don't remember how many I sold last year, but like my goal for this year is as many as people will buy.
Boy, there's a politician right there. I mean, she didn't give a straight answer. See, I thought she was going to say 201 because she didn't want
a little competition. Never hurt
exactly
anybody.
Right. What's been the best part about being in Girl Scouts? I mean, you told me you started in kindergarten. You've been with this same group for a while. What, for you, Juliet, what's been the best part?
I really like day camp and going camping and stuff.
Were you always like that, though? Did you, before you got into the Girl Scouts, or they kind of opened your eyes to that?
They open my eyes to that.
Yeah, what's the best thing about camping?
I don't know. Like, just being with my friends. Mm-hmm. We go on hikes a lot. I really like going on the hikes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems more of a glamper to me because, I mean, look at these nails. These nails don't look like nails of a camper to me. Like, you're not starting any fires with those nails. You're not pitching tents with those nails, or do you? Do you actually get down and get dirty?
I don't wear nails when I go camping.
Okay. I got you. So there's different times for different things.
She knew she was coming into the radio station today, so she...
Appearances are important in radio.
That's exactly right. That's why we're on radio.
Yes.
Andy, what about you? What's been the best part of being in Girl Scouts?
I would say, like, the mall lock-ins and the mud runs. So the mall lock-in, it's like where a bunch of troops get together and we stay the night in a mall and we get to go shopping. And there's, like, themes and we dress up and it's really fun.
And what was the other one you said? A mud run?
A mud run. It's like an obstacle course and it's in the mud. And then at the end, there's, like, a big bubble slide and you get to swim in the lake.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So you've done this then, I assume.
Yeah.
How do you get the mud out of that hair? Talk to me now. I've got a little granddaughter. I showed you a picture. If she says, Grandpa, I'm going to go do a mud run, how am I getting that out of her hair?
Well, I take showers.
You're not taking a shower when you're running, though. When you're running, do you think about, I got to have a cap on or something? Or?
No, I just put my hair like in a bun.
And you just go.
Yeah.
In the mud.
Yeah.
Juliet, have you done this?
Yeah.
And? I mean, is it something you enjoy doing?
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
It smells bad, though.
I would think.
But you finish with the bubbles. I mean, there's some thought into the logistics of the course, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, which one of you sadistic people come up with this, Kendra? Is this something they've been doing for a while?
We have been doing it for more than 10 years. I think this year will be our 12th year.
You didn't answer my question. Are you responsible for this, Kendra?
I personally am not responsible, but I am there helping.
Mud run. No, thank you very much.
I got to know, where does that happen? I mean, is that a part of the camping experience, or is that just a standalone event?
It is a standalone event that we host on one of our camp properties.
Okay.
And we probably have about 1,000 girls and adults who come. It's over a weekend. And they come and they work together to maneuver over the obstacles and the mud.
Get involved in this?
Yes, we have lots of adults who come and participate with the girls.
Andy, did your parents do this?
No. My brother did, though.
Your brother did? Older or younger?
Older.
Really?
Yeah.
And Juliet, was anybody in your family did, or just you?
Just me.
Yeah, I'm a smart family.
I'm also pretty sure their troop leader that's here, I'm pretty sure she participated
with them. Oh, look at that. See, now I know why she didn't want to talk about it, because she knew I was going to give her a bunch of grief about this thing.
See, I feel like there's the video that might sell some cookies.
I'll tell you what, if they came up to my house with that, I'd be like, okay, here you go, just for
right
your troubles.
On. That sounds like a blast.
The mall thing you mentioned, mm-hmm. Is that an every year
event? That is an every year event. We invite the girls to come to the mall for an overnight. They do get to go shopping. We do also offer other programs during the mall and activities for them during that time. But they have a ton of fun.
Oh.
And I know I'm exhausted when it's over.
What kid wouldn't want to be locked? You're going to lock me in a mall and I can go shopping? Okay, I got no problem with that whatsoever. As long as the food court's open.
Yep, the food court. We have the food court.
Right here, zero.
Yep, food court is open. Not every store is open, but lots of stores participate.
Yeah.
And I'm sure parents love that one, too, because when they get home, they're so tired, they probably go right to bed.
Yeah. Be honest. Did you sleep at all during that?
No.
I didn't figure you did. Uh-huh. Did you do a lot of shopping?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about you, Juliet? Have you done that before?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Did you sleep at all? Uh-huh.
Probably.
Did you see that?
Can't remember.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark Heath, Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today, Kendra O'Reilly with the Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland. We also have Juliet Slocum and Annie Hennessy as well, two Girl Scouts here, obviously talking about the cookies. Cloudy skies today, some snow, high near 35, cloudy tonight with more snow, low near 30, and then clouds and snow on Saturday as well, high near 34. Now, to either one of you, Juliet, or I'll start with you, do you like the cold weather?
I love it.
Do you really? What is it about the cold weather?
I get to wear cute clothes.
You get to what?
Wear cute clothes.
What, but you don't have cute clothes in the summer?
No, they're cuter in the winter.
I don't know. See, guys, you don't worry about that. Just throw on some sweatpants and go.
Yep.
Annie, what about you? Do you enjoy the cold weather?
Only if there's snow.
Oh, okay. Very much. Now, did you want to get out and snowball fights or make a snow? Oh, okay. Look at that.
I like to sled.
Oh, do you really? Mm-hmm. Is there a particular hill that you enjoy?
I live on like a really big hill, and we go down it a lot.
Very nice. Yeah, sledding. There's nothing. What kind of sled you got?
I don't know.
And you just have maybe a disc or something and just go?
No, we have like the long ones.
Oh, really?
Like the toboggan. Mm-hmm. Do you wear cute clothes when you sled?
Yes, I do, actually.
I knew it.
They're the Girl Scouts together.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they do all that stuff together. All right, Kendra, here we go. The cookies are coming. First off, how many cookies will you see come through the Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland? And you just said now, when Joel said, that's got to be chaos, you're like, it's controlled chaos.
There's lots of logistics that go to having those cookies delivered. In our 30-county region, we sell over 2 million boxes of cookies during the cookie time.
2 million in 30 counties?
Yes.
Wow. Mm. That's a lot of cookies.
It is a lot of cookies. Mm. And our girls do a great job with the cookie program. They also learn and achieve lots of goals and skills during the cookie program. They practice their business skills, goal setting, decision making, people skills, because you know they're always out there asking teachers and family members to purchase cookies from them, and money management. And their goal setting, girls use things like camping trips. We talked about Mall Lock-In and Mad Mud with both of Annie and
Juliet,
yes, sorry. And they use the proceeds from the cookie program so that they can go do those fun adventures.
Now, when you do this, take me through the day when the cookies come in. What happens? Are the girls involved in that as well? Take me through how that all works. Parents?
Lots of things have to happen before the day of cookie delivery.
Oh, I'll bet.
I mean, there's order taking from the girls. Our staff working with the cookie company and the trucking company to get them here in Central Ohio. Mm-hmm. When they come here, we have, depends on location, but we'll have several semis with all the varieties of cookies. Folks like our troop leaders will come with sometimes just pickup trucks and cars and minivans, but sometimes the girls sell enough cookies during the program that they need a U-Haul truck.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, Ma, can you run down to the U-Haul place? I need a truck.
Yeah.
Is that you? You're over here smiling. I mean, do you have big orders?
Well, like our whole troop together.
Yeah, it's the whole troop together.
Right.
I mean, if you talk about, like Annie said, her goal was 200. You get, you know, six or seven girls that sell 200 boxes of cookies. Mm-hmm. That adds up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
No. Well, and then you talk about, I mean, you get down to the granular level. Somebody that orders a box of cookies, you know, from the bakery to trucking to the
troop leader,
chaos, to the troop, to the girl, to the customer. I mean, logistically, most people would just clench up at that. I mean, it's amazing that effort that happens in just a couple of months' time.
It is a lot of effort. We could not do it without our volunteers and our girls, because our volunteers really do coordinate a lot at the local level to get those cookies to the girls, to prepare the girls for the program. And without them, it could not be possible.
Yeah, because you have in kind of in your mind's eye of a girl and her mom kind of walking through the neighborhood with a little, you know, Red Ryder wagon and a couple boxes of cookies and like, hey, that's the thing. But it's so, so, so much bigger than that mm-hmm. on a national level.
It is. And nationally, I mean, my experience is just in our 30 counties and Girl Scouts of Ohio's heartland. And you times that by, you know, over 100 other councils. That's a lot of cookies across the country.
That's a lot of glasses of milk. That's what that is. I'll tell you it right now. Because you got to have a little milk when you're eating those cookies. All right. What's new this year?
New cookie this year is called Explore Mores. It is a Rocky Road inspired cookie. It is a sandwich cookie, chocolate sandwich cookie with a marshmallow and toasted almond
flavor. Try one of those.
Flavor.
Oh, right there. Grab
filling.
One. See if they're any good. We'll have Joel give it a taste test
it's
here
real quick.
It's
the pink box, Joel.
Pink, my color.
He's getting it out now and going to...
Right
now.
On. So now, that's the thing. Do people gravitate toward the new ones, or do they like, hey, I'm a Thin Mint guy, I'm a shortbread cookie guy, I'm a tag-along, whatever.
When we get a new cookie, lots of people want to try the new cookie, but I will tell you, like Dave, he's a Thin Mint guy. I love the Samoas. They definitely are... People have their favorites, and they continue. They come to get those, but they're very willing to try our new cookies.
All right, so it's
got
a chocolate
the Girl Scout
cookie.
Logo.
Yep, chocolate cookie and.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
I think they got another winner, David.
Oh my gosh, was that good?
Yeah.
Now, did you guys like them, Juliet? Were you?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah. Did you do it with milk?
No.
Oh, Juliet, what are you doing to me? Annie, did you like him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now.
I'm thinking a Mountain Dew chaser.
I'm thinking I need another one. I don't know, but something to drink it with. That's all right. So across our community, Central Ohio, mm-hmm. what's the popular cookie?
In Central Ohio, tagalongs are probably, I think, at least the last few years, that has been our most popular.
Mm-hmm. Right there,
Central
baby.
Ohio's, right there. Ohioans love their peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Nationally, it's the Thin Mint.
Yeah.
And even in Ohio, in Central Ohio, the Thin Mint is right behind the tagalongs.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about that. I told you earlier, I love to freeze them. Love to just throw them in the freezer when I want something sweet. Just go in and go get them and have some fun with it. So
that dulls the flavor, David.
No, not to me.
Got to have them at room temperature.
Oh, no, here we go. I'm not even getting it. When you eat cheese, Juliet, you get it out of the fridge or do you leave it out and eat it?
Get it out of the fridge.
Thank you. Annie, when you eat cheese, do you take it out of the fridge or do you leave it out?
I get it out of the fridge.
How much better is cheese if it's melted and you're running chips through it, or like you're having lasagna or pizza?
That's different.
Where it's melty cheese and it's hot.
That's different.
How much better is it than cold cheese right out of the fridge?
Way better.
What?
Ta-da!
That's not what you asked.
Ta-da!
If you want a cheese stick, do you want a cold one or a warm one?
Warm.
What?
Oh,
bingo!
Hold on. Thank you. She said,
no, she
Annie,
said
if,
warm.
If you're going to get a cheese stick,
let the record
cold,
show she said warm.
Don't you don't know.
No.
I'm not buying cookies from you.
You can buy from me.
There you go. See? All right. Volunteers, you mentioned it earlier. You could not get this done without volunteers. How can people get involved?
If anybody is interested in learning more about volunteering with Girl Scouts, you can visit our website, gsoh.org, or give us a call at 614-487-8101.
Mm-hmm. Juliet, as a kind of an older Girl Scout, do you find you're kind of teaching kids when they're coming in and saying, all right, you may be a little nervous, but I'm going to show you? I mean, do you enjoy that part of it, or are you just kind of, you know, hey, what can I help you with?
Like, we work with younger kids a lot, and, like, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But not with, like, cookies, though. More like day camp and stuff like that.
Well, I know you're not going to help people with cookies because you're making all the sales. If you help them, they might sell more than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Annie, again, you're a little bit younger than Juliet, but have you enjoyed maybe helping a younger Girl Scout?
Yeah, sometimes we work with, like, the younger kids' meetings, and I think that's really fun. I like working with the younger kids.
Mm-hmm. So when did you start selling the cookies? Just within a couple of weeks, or how long have you been doing this now?
Oh, what do you mean?
For this season, you said you started selling cookies.
This season, I started today. I think when we were, like, officially allowed to sell cookies was, like, yesterday or something.
Okay. So you'd be right on top of it.
Yeah.
There you go. No problem. Kendra, what are some of the things that you would tell parents to get their kids involved. We were joking, you know, I have a young granddaughter, and it's something that I've already thought, hey, that might be something she would enjoy. What would you tell parents or grandparents to say, hey, get them involved?
I would definitely encourage caregivers to get their girls involved in Girl Scouting. It helps them build skills. They make lifelong friends, go on adventures that they may not get the opportunity to do otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And again, the ages?
We start in kindergarten and go all the way through high school to 12th grade.
Yeah, and then it's just do what you need to do, have some fun with it, and run through the mud, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea. So you guys got out of class today?
Heck yeah. Yeah.
Enjoying this now? Yes. It's not so bad, is it?
Nope.
No, I didn't think so. So what classes are you missing today?
Math and Spanish.
Okay.
History.
And science and social studies.
Now, do you like those classes?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
How do you like that? It's a kid after my own heart. Like, I'm not pulling no punches. Those classes stink. I don't want no part of that.
Apparently, we teach truth in the Girl Scouts.
We do. That is
Absolutely
very
awesome.
Very nice. Well, young ladies, thank you so much for coming in. I noticed you didn't bring any sheets in with you for us to order any cookies.
You already got one out there.
Oh, okay. Right. Whose is it?
Not mine.
Oh. What was going on here? You bring them in, they don't have their own sheets.
They
did buy online.
Oh, yeah, by the way, that's a good point.
Yes, you can purchase cookies online. We have, like, Annie talked about sending the video to her family members. Lots of times we have girls who send links to family members and friends to order cookies online. You can order them online and have a girl deliver them. It depends. I mean, the girl's caregiver has to approve the delivery, of course. And then you can also order online and have them shipped to you.
And I know, real quick, you've done it in the past. Are you doing it again with the troops, where folks can order cookies and then have them sent to the troops that are stationed here or overseas?
Yes, we participate in Operation Salute, where customers, if they would like, they can purchase cookies from our girls, and then then we will make sure that those cookies make it to a military member.
Which cookie travels the best? Like, if you're sending it overseas, do they all go pretty
I don't
well?
Know that I've thought about that. Probably depends on where they're going.
It seems like this,
like tagalongs are not great if they're going somewhere hot.
Right.
They melt pretty
this
easy.
This Explore More, it feels like that.
I bet you it will travel well.
I would think
Thin
so.
Mint, sometimes when they get hot, instead of a sleeve of cookies, they become one cookie.
Okay.
A cookie log.
And folks don't tend to mind that. Obviously, Dave would not.
Not at all. I freeze them anyway. I can tell you, these are going to travel nice to my house here in about 4 or 5 hours. That won't be any problem.
That's hilarious.
Kendra, again, I really appreciate you coming in to talk about the Girl Scouts. I always look forward to this. You guys are so much fun bringing the girls in, Juliet and Annie coming in. It's a lot of fun. And would you two come back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured. For what class?
As long as it was for math and Spanish and
right.
Social studies.
Out. Here's the problem. Now you got to go back and make up all that work. No? Okay. Well, that's all right.
And maybe have to make amends with the teachers now, knowing that you don't really care for their classes.
Well, they shouldn't be listening anyway. They should be teaching class right now. So
word has a way of getting around, David.
Well, again, I appreciate it. The Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland, check out their website and get ready, because the cookies, they are a-coming. Be sure to join us on Monday's Talk of the Town. Our guest will be Ohio National Guard Sergeant First Class Jeremiah Hogan. He'll be talking all about the National Guard and all the great things they're doing across not only Ohio, but the country and internationally as well, as we've just had some Guard members who deployed internationally. So be sure to join us on Monday's Talk of the Town with Ohio National Guard Sergeant First Class Jeremiah Hogan.